In conclusion, they think I'm a psycho. They just give me fatty foods, so I'll need lipo, so I swing like Apollo. I truly feel so hollow. Not my fault, my life has a hole in it like a polo. Nobody there to help me, so I'm trying to go solo. The same thing will happen again tomorrow. Not my fault, they don't feel any sorrow. It's honestly too much to handle and too much to swallow.
Dear Jack Jones, why did you leave me all alone? Why did you make me cry? Please, please tell me why. Dear Jack Jones, tell me why. Why did you make me cry? You hurt me deep down, can't stop crying. Pool of tears upon my pillow. You left me in a hellhole called Whittingham Hospital. No lights, dark nights, what a hellhole, what a hellhole.
Curriculum Vita Poem 1. I am 13.27.4. 2. I am just like you. 3. I have a child, a husband, where are they? 4. Why am I so unwell? 5. Can I go home?
Today my hand picked up a pen. One day my hand tied my shoes. Someday my hand will open doors to a new light.
Today my hand drove me to work. Yesterday, my hand made a chicken pasta bake. One day, my hand will be a qualified OT.
One day, my hand put my washing out. One day, I played pool. One day, I stopped working.
Today, I used my hand to go on the internet. One day, I held a trophy in my hand. Someday my hand will hold my partner's reins again.
Today my hand used a computer. 21 years ago my hand held my son for the first time. In 10 years my hand will enjoy retirement.
For my own good. Bloody bandages. Grimy ripped. Can't hold a pen or itch my skin. Bloody bandages. Hours on end. Can't breathe. Can't feel. Bloody bandages, for my own good. Bloody bandages, bloody bandages.
The husband said to his wife, "Are you paranoid? Paranoid, paranoid, paranoid. Pain,
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 pain.
Help,
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 help.
Get me out of here as soon as possible. Take away the pain, the pain, the pain, the pain."
A psych ward anthem. A tenuous grasp on reality. A complicated relationship with the world outside. On a break with a normal life. Rules of society given and readily defied. A quivering hand bats no eyelids. A strangled cry fades away in the dark. A green slip, the bartender for my cocktail of chemicals, they're ready with their orders to bark. The monotony becomes an anthem, reverberates through the halls all day. The groans, moans and whispers remain, secrets perpetually shadowed in the murkiest grey. Knees scuffed from rampant pleading, cajoling some intervention from the divine. Forgotten souls in torment and anguish, and all live got is time.
Time to close the doors, the chime of the keys no more. Empty halls stand, silence upon blustering with life. A loud bang as the wooden doors shut, dust whirling and settling. Cold key pressed against my fingers, twist and turn, the final goodbye.
Time stands still as I'm laid here. Days and weeks roll into one. Medication time, review time, shower time. I could be anywhere right now. Others have done a lot more than me. yet I'm stuck here with no end in sight. Time, time, time. I have lots of that as I think about how I ended up here and what the future holds. Time, time, time. I have lots of that right now. Meds time, review time, shower time. I could be anywhere right now.
Tell me his mate Bill leave. Now my life is torn at the seams. Back to reality and no more dreams.
When the blinds are up, there's just concrete. Put me in here, straight from the street. All I want to do is make amends. Cannot make these walls my friends.
Time never moves to your own good, for your own good. Time.
Present and past go for a ride, but there's no more stops, so we just collide. Past and present ride the train, not sure which is which in my brain.
Toxic gas in Longbridge town, her penny lane, her digging down. Bowl mash and play to your face, to leave to be happy is my wish.
Time never moves to your own good.
Letter to Theresa May. Dear Mrs. May, after your kind plaudits about the NHS, it would be nice if you could drop into an acute hospital when you have the time. I am sure you will get a warm welcome and perhaps stay for one shift to see, as you say, how all the extra funds you say you have put into the NHS are being spent. Concerned staff member.
Seclusion, all alone, tired, frightened, anxious, nervous. Why me? Not my fault. Please listen, all alone.
I'm constantly secluded. They say I'm deluded. Imaginary friends I've told and eluded the facts that there's no family contacts I can speak to. They just believe pain I must go through. Anybody to talk to? Maybe you. I don't mind who. Somebody I can call a friend till my time's up at the very end, so there's no more I have to pretend.
I'm tired. I'm wired. I hate this place. The look on everyone's face. Bed's not comfy. No. It's rough and lumpy. With my head on the headboard, I try to bang out a tune. Who's the bloke with the camera? Do I smile? Is my hair okay? Please go away. Don't want to be seen in this way. Is it Monday? It's Sunday. Never any fun day. Go away. I just want to go home. Leave me alone. I just want to go home. I'm tired. I'm wired. I hate this place. The look on everyone's face.
It was lunchtime on the ward, all the ladies together. The world was long and not very wide. There could be up to 10 or more inmates around the table. And there were 4 tables, so you can imagine how large and drafty the dining area was. The dormitories were pretty much the same, big, drafty and cold. There was only a partition between the dining area and the dormitory. We got access to the outside just once a day. Other than that, we were in the lock and key. Going back to lunchtime, I had been on this ward longer than most of the others and a lot of girls. I'm older than their mother. That gave me pride of place at the top of the table.
There's too many people in this dormitory. Sleeping is impossible. The man on the left keeps talking non-stop throughout the night. The guy on the right keeps shouting and trying to get out of bed. The windows could do with some curtains. As soon as the day breaks, I wake up. Summertime is a nightmare. It smells really damp in here, and people keep using the floor as a toilet. It's not their fault. Staff don't seem to care.
The mumbling was incessant. Continuous noise was eating away at my sanity. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't think. I couldn't even close my eyes and imagine a future where I wasn't sleeping in a dorm surrounded by all the time. I remember the days in my home room when sunlight used to peek through the curtains to whisper hello. It would have me floating down back to consciousness. Now the cavern-shaped windows would let the cube beams barrage through, knocking me out of the modium of peace that I had hoarded. Back to the reality I wanted to escape.
Lonely windows. The bell tolls once more. The metallic screech informs us it's time to move. Time to approach the predestined destination. Lonely windows covered in dust. We don't look out anymore. Why gaze into the unreachable, the unattainable, the impossible? Our guardians, employed by Hades, their training must be complete. The tinkling of loving keys, an escape to where the sun rays touch the earth. I haven't been warm in a while. The thrumming of the clock, matching a staccato heartbeat, frantic. The chains are invisible, so why do we feel them? Why do we feel them? They say that love is blind, but I must be see-through. They'd never let me just become a number, but I guess they didn't mean to.
Was made up of digits, ambition and dreams. Now I only wake up in the night with silent screams. It feels like me and the world in separate teams. The crap they tell me turns into streams. Now my life's tore at the seams. Yo, all I wanna do is cry, cause it takes a man, there's 100 reasons why. For instance, being locked up at the age of 15, and for years I've had people saying, I know what you mean. As if this was a eulogy. I'm unstoppable. This world hasn't seen the last of me. I'm sharp like a razor, swing like a tree. So watch your space, cause here's Mr. B. My life was made up of digits, ambition and dreams. Now I only wake up in the night with silent screams. It feels like me and the world in separate teams. The crap they tell me turns into streams. Now my life's tore at the seams.
I'm unstoppable, this world hasn't seen the last of me. I'm sharp like a razor, swing like a tree. So watch your space, cause here's Mr. B.
When I get released, I'm gonna see my family and have a feast. Come confess my sins for a local priest. Then go and get a Lamborghini on lease. When I get released, I wanna see the sunrise from the east. Travel the world with friends and family and live out the rest of my life in peace. So many bars, you can call me a dream. Things have moved on since my old team. Used to fool around when I was a teen. Now I'm a good lad, 2K17. Work together well like custard and cream. Like Joey Essex, boy I'm ream. Life was going downhill like a mountain stream. But now life rises to the top like steam. Badminton on a Monday, cool. College on a Tuesday, I ain't no fool. College on a Wednesday, again that's me. Finance on Thursday, I collect my pee. And by pee I mean money. On Friday, football at 3. On Saturday, I have a KFC. Sunday, kickback, listening to Ice Tea. I'm a national treasure. Writing lyrics gives me pleasure. Happiness is a unit you can't measure. I'm not here for Her Majesty's pleasure. I like ketchup with fries. I'm here to revolutionise. Back in the day when I played I Spy with my little eye. Something bigger with why. For years I felt like an outcast. Now things have changed and I outclass. Used to be an idiot back in the past. But nowadays I finished first, not last. Grew up in Beswick, I had a blast. Knocked the door, run, we had to run fast. Then slowed down cause I got run over. Goddamn car, put my leg in a cast.
Wait for things to happen. The non-stop abuse, requests for things. You're helpless because you need a team. Endless writing, only 55 minutes to go.